It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Earlier this week, the Sauk County Board of Supervisors voted to sell its Reedsburg nursing home to a private company that owns three facilities in the Milwaukee area. The nonprofit Sauk County Healthcare Center opened in 2009. The county board voted to sell the facility to Aria Healthcare for just over $5 million. How will this transition into a for-profit business affect quality of care and staffing? And what does a sale convey about our state's long-term care offerings? To explore these questions, we turn to Rob Gunderman, president and CEO of the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging and Health Groups. Rob, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning.
Good morning. How did you respond to this development that a county nursing home in southern Wisconsin is changing hands to a for-profit provider?
Well, it's disappointing, but this is a trend. And it's not just a trend in Wisconsin, it's a trend nationwide. So disappointing, but not surprising.
And so why is this a trend? What's behind it?
Well, and part of it is reimbursement rates are just not where they need to be. There isn't enough money going into the system, and that really needs to change. The Medicaid reimbursement rates just aren't meeting where they need to be.
And, you know, we saw in recent months the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services updating its Medicare payment policies and rates for nursing homes, increasing spending by over 4% in fiscal year 2025. What effect could that additional revenue have on nursing homes in Wisconsin?
I think it'll help. It's clearly not enough, but every bit helps. We're still not going to be anywhere near where we need to be. And for a nursing home, you know, when you're converting from non-for-profit to for-profit status, there are really only two ways you're going to generate profit. Either you're going to reduce your expenditures or you're going to increase your revenue. And typically what we're seeing is they decrease their revenue, or they decrease their services, you know, as part of that.
So what impact could that have on residents when a nursing home changes ownership like this?
Well, there are a lot of ways that it can impact the residents. And my first question is always when these transitions take place is, will everyone who's there currently be allowed to stay there? But aside from that, just the changes in staff ratios can really have a pretty dramatic impact on the quality of life and the quality of care for the patients. Having someone available to meet your needs when you need to go to the bathroom, when you ring that bell, or they responding to you quickly. That's all really important stuff.
Well, let's take these issues one at a time. Nursing home eviction, is that an issue in Wisconsin?
It can be when they do these transitions, they don't have to keep Medicaid patients. So that becomes one of the questions. And it typically in Wisconsin, the way it's worked over the years has been facilities will allow you to stay if you can private pay for a few years, and then you transition onto Medicaid. They would frequently let you stay. I'm not sure how many of these for-profits are allowing that to continue. And that's a big question I have.
In terms of staffing levels, would a for-profit then just follow the state, federal, regulations for the number of staff that they have to have?
Yeah, and typically it's the minimum. When the for-profits typically have less or fewer staff and lower staff ratios than the nonprofits do.
So earlier this week, the Sauk County Board votes 18-13 to sell the nursing home. And at Tuesday's meeting, local residents were speaking out against the proposal at the meeting. And here's John Miller.
Just from my experience of going to the Sauk County Health Center, what a wonderful place it was. They used to do our training there. They used to take us around to see the people there. It's a great place. Deserves its 5-star rating, and it does not deserve to be sold to a private enterprise. Private enterprises are there for profit. They're not there for people.
And now, to be clear, Sauk County Health Center currently has a 3-star rating from the Medicare Quality Rating System. Rob, should we assume that nonprofit or county facilities provide better care than for-profit facilities?
And they tend to. They really do. And the thing about these county nonprofit nursing homes is a lot of time that's where someone who has failed out other places ends up. And it's sort of a place of last resort. Take a dementia patient who has become aggressive or difficult to handle and facility just can't handle them anymore where they're at. Then they send them to these county facilities that are usually able to deal with them. So there's a real need for them, and it's concerning that we're losing them.
We're talking about privatizing nursing homes and the long-term care industry in Wisconsin with Rob Gunderman, president and CEO of the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging and Health Groups. Rob, before the sale officially goes through, ARIA would need to receive a license to operate from the state's Bureau of Nursing Home Resident Care. Do you see any challenges there in receiving final approval for the sale?
I don't know about that. I do think it's really important, though, that we have more regulatory oversight when these transitions take place. But I don't know in that particular case.
Another thing we heard at this meeting was about where to reallocate the money that was going to the county nursing home facility. And board members who supported the sale said the money previously spent on the county nursing home would then be reallocated to programs like the Aging and Disability Resource Center and Meals on Wheels and other county programs. And that reporting, by the way, from the Baraboo News Republic. How would you propose funding to be reallocated, or what do you make of that type of reallocation?
I mean, I think that's great, and those are all very important services and very worthwhile, but it doesn't replace what we're losing. That's the problem.
So just putting them into different organizations that support senior citizens isn't enough to replace what is happening at a long-term care facility.
Right. That doesn't provide them with a bed.
Now, I'm going to step out here for a moment. Earlier this summer, Catholic nonprofit SSM Health announced it is selling 3 long-term care facilities to a nonprofit company that's based in New Jersey. What stands out to you in nursing homes changing ownership in Wisconsin? You mentioned here you're seeing some trends.
It's hard for nursing homes to operate. I mean, honestly, it's a difficult business to get into. 10% of nursing facilities have closed in Wisconsin since 2016. So I think there's some difficulty there. But Wisconsin is an aging state. 19% of our residents are 65 and older. That figure has increased by 34% since 2010, and it's projected to continue. So we're going to have a need for nursing homes.
You also point out there's this trend in the establishment of community-based residential facilities in lieu of traditional nursing homes. What is the difference between the two?
Well, the community-based residential facility shouldn't be providing as much care. If you need a certain level of skilled nursing, you're supposed to be in a nursing home. But community-based living facilities are really nice because they cost less, and for people who don't need that skilled nursing, it can be a great alternative. But they aren't regulated the same way that nursing homes are. They aren't regulated through the federal government the way the nursing homes are. So it's a little bit different. They don't require CNAs. CNAs have more training. They use what are called typically resident assistants who don't have nearly as much training as a CNA does. They don't, they're not able to give medications and things like that. So those are really for people who don't need the level of care that you would be requiring in a nursing home.
Looking at some national numbers here, for-profit companies have been buying up nursing homes across the country. And there was a 2022 study by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. For-profits now own about 72% of the more than 15,000 nursing homes nationwide. Do you anticipate that number to grow?
I do. I think that will grow. That's just the trend that we're seeing, unfortunately. But if we can keep a number of those nonprofit, especially those county-owned nonprofit nursing homes in existence, it can really help.
How would you suggest counties keep their facilities going, especially if they are really cash-strapped, they have really tight budgets? What do you suggest?
I mean, government has to put more money into this. That's just the reality. And we're going to spend more money on our aging population. And the only question is what trajectory that spending, that increase of spending is going to look like. And, you know, by planning ahead, we can do this in a more nuanced way where we aren't spending as much as we would otherwise. But there are other things that they can do. It's not just the funding that's the issue. The staff retention is a big problem. And part of the issue there is typically, you know, staff CNAs don't feel that they have a real ability to advance. And there are things we could do there. We could create a certified dementia specialist position. You know, an awful lot of the folks in nursing homes have dementia, and that would give them, you know, an ability to get some more training and advance. I think there are things like that we could do. It's not just the finances that are the problem, although that's probably the biggest one.
So really seeing a path forward from certified nursing assistant to other positions in the care, in nursing care and support.
Exactly. And, you know, it's about a couple of things there. One, you're giving the employee the tools they need to be successful at their job, but you're also giving them new tools, and those new tools improve the quality of care and the quality of life for the residents. And those are tools that they can share with the other staff. So it builds upon itself.
Rob, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for your analysis.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Rob Gunderman is president and CEO of the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging and Health Groups. He was with us to talk about the Sauk County Board's vote this week to sell their county nursing home to a for-profit provider and other issues that long-term care facilities are facing around the state.